Oklahoma high school hoops team loses 112-2. Earlsboro, Oklahoma, people. The Hanna High School basketball team can take some consolation in this. It at least didn't get shut out. It did lose 112-2, however, last Friday night to Earlsboro High. It was embarrassing to watch, said Earlsboro coach Jim Walling. But I can't tell my kids not to score. They're out there to play basketball. I'm sorry, we weren't trying to run up the score. We just ended up winning 112-2. Jim Walling's team led 42-0 after one quarter and led 73-2 at the half. Walling went freaking ballistic on his players at the half for allowing those 2 points. He reportedly delivered a profanity-laced tirade, demanding the team shut out these losers the rest of the way or run laps long past midnight. Said one player, coach was throwing chairs around, red-faced, veins popping out of his neck. He wanted to know who had allowed the opposing team to get that one basket. Now, we said it's only one basket, coach. One basket in an entire half of basketball. And, oh, he just lost it on that. He herded us into a corner and started spraying us with a fire extinguisher. And then when that emptied, he just beat us with it. We got home that night, and our parents weren't much more supportive. I guess we just have to learn to try harder out there on the court. And now let's take a look at the lowly Earlsboro team, the team that lost 112-2. This crew normally plays in a wheelchair basketball league, folks. But even then, the teams they play fare much better because the teams they play are paraplegics, and Earlsboro is a quadriplegic team. A quadriplegic team.